extension 344. Or you can let us know you've already included PFW in your plans through those same channels so we can add your name to our growing list of legacy listeners. We are listener supported. We are Jazz and Justice. And because of your support, we are WPFW.
I'm Wiza Muntali, host of African Now, and you're tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles, tell them too? You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't want to move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America, fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people, yeah, yeah. Tell them how
fly
you
the
feel.
American way.
Gotta talk to the people.
All right, good morning, Chip.
Good morning.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Community Watch and Comment Friday edition. I'm Ryan Pinchback, along with Chip Jones. And most importantly, you, our listening audience, because this is about participatory.
That's right.
We want to hear from you.
We need you to hold up your end.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. All right. So, first of all, you know, we've completed the first 100 days.
Have we?
Yeah, man. Yeah. 100 days, 104 executive orders and micro orders.
I think it seems like it's 100 days, but he didn't come into office till January 20th. So we're actually shy of 100 days.
Well, it seems like 100 days.
It seems longer, but...
But one thing's for certain, he is definitely, and within these 100 days, has initiated over 104
right.
executive orders and still counting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess you could say that all hell has broken loose. In these 100 days, within these 100 days.
Yeah.
I mean, all hell is broken loose.
You saw yesterday's executive order, right? J.D. Vance is going to be looking at the ideology of the Smithsonian museums.
And it also
includes the zoo as well.
Watch out for them animals.
So I guess they're getting rid of the black bears. They're painting over the black stripes on the zebras, and they're renaming the turkeys the Thanksgiving bird of America, I think is what they're planning on doing. So,
well, I wouldn't put it past them. You know, I mean, listen, in these first 100 days, we have seen attacks on education,
right,
judges, voting rights, public health agencies, trade wars with our immediate neighbors, Canada. Mm-hmm.
You mean our immediate allies.
immediate allies, exactly. Yeah. They've called for the defunding of public media, including NPR and the public broadcast system.
Yep.
Threats to take, they say, we're going to take Greenland. Good Lord.
Panama Canal.
Yeah, all right.
So what are they going to do with the African American Museum? Are they just going to shut it down, or do they need to have more stories about how hard slavery was on the slave owners? I guess that's
they need more
stories about that.
There you go. You know, they'll find some spin for it. Snatching citizens off the streets. You know, this is Nazism. You know, this is pre-war Germany. For protesting, being students, economic uncertainty by consumers. You know, these 25% tariffs that he's going to put on imported cars and auto parts. He has, man, he just ruined two industries. You know, so. I mean, if you're not going to, look, if you can't afford to buy a new car because of the tariffs, you're still going to get that 25% because, you know, you try to keep your car functioning, you got to buy parts.
Got to buy parts.
Got to buy parts, okay? Security breaches, purging blacks and women out of the military. Like I say, all hell is broken loose. So this morning, we want to find out what's got your attention out of all of this. What's the, how did you react to this, these things, your most pressing concern? Share your thoughts on Community Watch and Comment by calling 202-588-0893. Once again, that's 202-588-0893. We'd like to hear from you. Out of all this stuff that you just heard, which one of these things has kind of grabbed your collar? You know, grabbed you by the throat and say, what?
What?
You know? And because there's so many of these orders, you may not be up on all of them. It's almost impossible. It's like a bum rush. You know, let's put all this stuff out there.
That's right.
Let's put all this stuff out there. And we'll let them sort it out, you know? All right, so the number to call again is 202-588-0893. Share your thoughts on Community Watch and Comment. Out of these first 100 days of this administration, all hell is broke loose. And in every category, don't matter. You can't pick out one that's,
I know,
that's good. Not one, you know.
Can't swing a stick without hitting one of them.
Okay. All right, so 202-580-0893. We have a caller on the line. Let's go to that caller. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW. What do you think about these first 100 days?
Hello, caller.
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, what's up, Rick?
Voting rights is the thing I think the most of. If you can't vote, then anybody can run and get a minimal amount of people with 3 and 4 IDs and so forth and so on, and they can capture the red vote across America with little resistance to poor people, from poor people, because they're intimidated by what you got to go through to vote for an American president.
Right.
I'm done, fellas.
Yep.
All right, man.
I mean, the biggest thing about that is these restrictions on documentation that you're a citizen. I mean, that definitely affects people of color. It affects the poor. It affects the elderly. Because you know these IDs aren't free. You know, when you go down and get a non-driver's license from the DMV, you got to pay for it. You know, a lot of states, you know, it's like $25. So people are having to weigh whether they're going to spend $25 on food or being able to vote. You know, and that's what they're counting on. You know, weeding out the people that would vote against them.
Weeding out the weak. You know. And unfortunately, we haven't even begun to talk about what the impact is going to be on these cuts in personnel that all these federal agencies are going through right now. Now, and you're gonna cut the number of employees to assist voters when that time comes. So, you know, once again, throwing sand in the machine, you know what it will do. 202-588-0893, Community Watch and Comment. Your thoughts on now these first 100 days of this administration, all hell's broken loose. Which one caught your attention? Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Hello, caller. Did we lose him? That's you.
Yeah. Okay. Real quick. I listen to your guys' show, you know, quite frequently, once a week, I guess. And I just want to put out my two cents. Everything is not always a bad thing. Like, it doesn't have to always be loom and doom, you know? And I think sometimes we focus on that too much that we don't see the good. So this administration is doing a lot of tough things. It's hard to swallow, but it depends on how you're looking at it. I mean, if you're looking at it from the glasses half full, it may not be so bad. Glass half empty, then, you know, you're going to be stuck in a rut.
So what's the good? So,
yeah, that's what I want to hear.
I mean, there's a lot of good. I mean, you know, let's say, you know.
If there's a lot, then share some with our listeners, please.
Okay.
Share some good with our listeners.
All right. So allow me. Okay. So I have nothing against transgenders, but I totally agree with the two gender policy. You know, I have an issue with my daughter, you know, competing in sports with, you know, the opposite sex, you know.
Okay. All right. So give us something else.
Okay. Also, you know, I totally agree with, you know, hey, if you're an illegal immigrant and you're breaking the law, if you're illegal and they deport you, I don't really have a qualm with that. I don't see that as an issue. If you're breaking the law. This is supposed to be a country that stands on law.
But it doesn't, and you know that. It doesn't.
But listen, so. I'm just telling you, you're asking me, I'm just giving you my two cents. You know? Now I can say more.
When you put that on the scale against what's on the other side, is that really worth it?
On the other side? What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
snatching people off the streets. Okay.
No. See, let's
putting people on airplanes, flying them out of the country. Okay.
Wherever you're getting your information from, you're being misled. Now, these people, hear me out. Listen. Community talk and comment.
Wait a minute. Stop.
Community talk and comment.
Federal workers are being laid off by the tens of thousands. They are getting poor performance reviews. All right. So
community talk and comment.
That's a good thing.
No, listen to what I'm saying. Allow me to retort. How about that?
Okay.
My sister was laid off from USAID, right? She's been there for 20 years. Right?
Mm.
I understand the feeling, but do we need cutbacks? Is government spending out of hand, out of control? Yes. Yes. Your tax dollars pays for this.
Mm-hmm. At the expense of the this is Mike, the board operator. At the expense of the U.S. citizens.
I'm sorry. Who am I talking to?
This is Mike, the board operator. We're doing all this engineer. At the expense of American citizens and their well-being. That's okay.
I'm not saying that it's okay. What I'm saying is it needs to happen. It needs to
at
happen.
The expense of whoever suffers. It needs to happen, right?
It's not. Mm. It's not. Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
I mean, that's what you're saying, brother.
What I'm saying.
Hang on, guys. One person at a time. Let's let him finish, and then we'll weigh in afterward.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All I'm saying is government oversight, right? Government spending is out of control. Now it's going to come
says
at
who?
The expense. It's,
says who?
Hang on, Ron. Hang on. Let's let him finish. Let's let him finish.
Oh, this is crap.
It's going to come at the expense of the city, of course. No question. You know, but it also saves your tax dollars, though. It also saves you because your money, the money that you're spending on taxes for these jobs, you know, I ain't going to say you can keep it, you know, because who knows how you're still going to be taxed on it. But still, all I'm saying is, my point is, it just needs to be cut. Some stuff needs to be cut. It needs to be done, you know.
Right.
And it's a Band-Aid. It's going to hurt when you rip it off. But if you're thinking long term, it could be beneficial.
Well, here's my take on this. Yeah, I mean, there is stuff that probably needs to be cut. But I mean, when you look at the receipts that Musk has put up on his wall, I mean, it's gone through by New York Times, it's gone through by a whole bunch of people. They have listed $115 billion in savings. It's actually, when you go through it, it's actually only about $3 billion in savings. And my problem about this is the market that they're trying to get to is $1 trillion, but that $1 trillion is a mark because then they want to do a tax cut of $1 trillion, which is going to benefit mostly the wealthy. So it's not about really cutting fraud, abuse, and waste, because, you know, it's about getting money where they want it, which is to the richer people.
Look. This whole effort by them is agenda driven. They're not interested in saving money, okay? I mean, look at the way they've done these things. You know, they're only interested is hurting the American people,
right?
You know,
why would they do that? Though? Why would that be the agenda? Though, help me understand. Why would
because these vets. The people are not out in the streets right now for a reason. You know, you look at any newscast, you know, any news feed, okay? You see people lining up in the streets because they're afraid they're going to miss their Social Security because their children are getting laid off. You know, I remember that old movie, Failure to Launch, when the kid comes back home because he can't find work. You know, this is affecting people's lives. You know, you got a story out there where this soldier, this vet, you know, is pretending to go to work every day because he don't want his kids to know that he's been laid off.
Right.
All right.
These are
real challenges right. that people have to face.
The one thing I want to put in here too is that we have been through this before about reducing government. You know, Reagan did it, even Clinton did it. But the way they did it was
the way they do it
was over long term, mostly through attrition. You know, to hit these same sort of goals, and I understand the idea of maybe we don't need these many people, but to cut people the way they did, and not only to cut them, but to fire them for cause. You know, it's to tell these people who, you know, just got an evaluation a month ago that they were at the top of their class that we are firing you for cause. Number one, it makes them harder to get unemployment insurance, and it makes it harder for them to get employed afterward. So this isn't about shrinking government. This is about hitting this $1 trillion target so they can funnel money to the top 1%, 5% again, which we've seen with this president before.
And keep it in mind, once again, these are agenda policies. They are not a genuine effort to curtail spending. If they did, then they would, you know, if they were serious about that, then they would bring all the people to the table. You know, they're cutting these people in the dark of night. You know, you wake up one, go to work one day, next day you're out of a job. You know, I mean, horrendous. And what they're doing to the healthcare system, you know, the measles outbreak. All right. Have you heard anything, you know, about that? No. You know, not from this administration. You know, take vitamin A so the kids can become toxic. You know, I mean, it's so much craziness going on out there. And it's because these are 2025 policies. All right. Almost two-thirds of these executive orders are somehow related to that Project 2025. They said this is what they wanted to do, and now they're doing it. They're doing it callously. They don't care, you know, but that's how they feel they got to do it. Then the American people are suffering, okay? So what you say is good, and you try explaining that to that person that just got fired, you know, after 20 years, okay, on the job. You know, come on, man. Anyhow, let's move on. 203-580-8893. Community watching comment. First 100 days and all hell's broke loose. You know, who can put this genie back in the bottle? Can it be put back in the bottle? You know, where do we go from here? I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on out there. A lot of new stuff, unilateral stuff, you know, that are going to affect the American people. Mm-hmm. The tariffs, for example. Now, if you wanted to buy a new car, now you may get a deal if you rush to the place now, try to buy one.
Right, before.
Okay. But that's not going to last. And then what happens to the auto workers when people, you know, when people cut back on purchasing?
Right.
Anything. What happens to those workers?
The dominoes, you know, fall, collapsing economy.
Exactly. Dominoes fall. And in the auto parts industry, man, you know, you can go to any auto parts place out here, you know, find a whole bunch of young employees, old employees. You ain't making a whole bunch of money, but they got jobs. But now people have to cut back on purchasing parts to repair their cars because of the cost. Well, the first thing that's going to do is these companies start shutting down employment. So, like, it's the domino effect. There's a reason why Wall Street is tanking. There's a reason why consumer confidence has gone down another 11% within the week. People are cautious. People are scared. They're holding on to what they got. And there's a reason for this. Mm-hmm. This administration created this atmosphere. You know, they didn't. The consumers didn't. They're looking for answers. And that's why they're out in the streets. That's why they're at the town halls, you know, yelling at these folks. Hey, y'all listen to us. Mm-hmm. You know, please listen to us. 202-580-8893. Community watching comment. Once again, first 100 days of this administration, all hell's broken loose. on in every category that you can imagine. And we'd like to hear from you about your thoughts on this. You know, concern, fear. Previous caller says a lot of this stuff is good to him. What are your thoughts on this? Give us a call, 202-588-0893. You know, the other thing, too, is that these cuts in foreign aid, these cuts of the, you know, Center for Disease Control.
Right. USAID.
Yes, that too. But these things, these cuts are affecting children. You know, these poor nations that have, they become dependent on U.S., you know, foreign aid. And we made them dependent on it. Yeah, you can't just snatch it away with no alternative. So, these children, look, not only across the world, but even here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they depend on government subsidized medication in many cases, you know? And if they can't get it because you're just going to cut it unilaterally, you're not going to phase it out, you're just going to cut it out. You're on your own, chickens. You know, that's callous. That's callous.
It's also short-sighted. I mean, that USAID was an idea of American soft power. You know, that we have a hand in global matters for that. And also, if we're fighting a virus or a pandemic somewhere else, and that means that we're fighting it before it gets to us. So it's in our best interest too, you know.
All right, let's go back to the phone. 202-580-8893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Hey, how are you?
All right.
Not bad. Not bad at all. I'm a bit older than I think your average caller, and I think this reminds me of things that happened long before 2025. For example, during the Reagan years, the theme was that the rich should get it because what's good for them will go down to the rest of the people or whatever. I think...
Trickle down. Trickle down.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yes. There would be there would be some crumbs dropping off to the rest of us, and that
right.
would be great is what I think was the choice. But we forget... The rich own the newspapers. We had a lot of problems, and we still have billionaires who control the United States electoral system, whether Republican or Democrat. So the same sort of thing is going to happen. And the rich don't care. They'll live anywhere. They don't care about us here in the United States. They want us to fight each other or the immigrants and focus on anything except for the what they call the Defense Department, which is really the War Department, because if you don't do what the United States wants you to do, they'll overthrow your government or start a war to keep things unstable in your area so that they can continue to rob not only you here but poor people around the world. If you look at it, China has more people in the government than any place in the world.
Right.
But they still have health care. They have free health care, unlike the United States. Whereas we've gone down in China, in the last 50 years, they've gone up 4.5 times.
Right.
They're making 4.5 times what they used to make 50 years ago. So the rich are keeping their narrative on, in place so we fight each other or in terms of sex or in health care. We are the worst in the world. We have cut very little in health care compared to other things, but we do not talk about cutting the Defense Department because they will help the rich continue to rob. Right. And the rich are very afraid of that because the United States is going down anyway, I think. we're over it. But let's hope they don't do to China what they do to Tulsa when they see other people starting to do better.
Right.
Thanks for your call.
Healthcare is an outlier, though, for the United States. I mean, the one thing, everywhere you look, the difference in healthcare between the U.S. and the rest of the world is that the U.S. was the only country that made healthcare a business. Yeah. And everybody else that has national health care, they went from a health care that was a lost leader or charitable to national health care. But I think it was Nixon that did this for us, that made health care into a business. And once you make it into a business, then the people on the other side are vested in it and they have a lot of money to keep it a business. So that's our hurdle. Somehow we need to get over that. That we've got competing interests on the other side that are well funded.
All right. Yep.
Yep.
Okay. All right. We got more callers, so let's go to those. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. I feel that this mean-spirited, evil gangster government needs to step down, needs to be forced out of office. I've said this before. I said this back in 2015. I've said this many years, a couple of decades before. Greedy white men cannot lead because they have no vision. They have no vision of what it's like to live in a world of unity. Now, your previous callers have touched on a lot of topics, but that one, the guy who said that he found some good in it, he needs some personal therapy. He and his sister and his daughter, they need to go to a family counselor and iron out all their grievances. And nobody should call this show and say, how you doing? All of us are stressed out. We're under pressure. You ain't got time to act like you on the Wendy Williams show, how you doing? The reality is you need to be making your posters. You need to be putting on this in your churches. You need to persuade all elected officials to make this government, make these people step down. They ain't got no power. They only have the power if we give it to him. We keep saying we're going to leave our job. We're going to do this. What's he going to do? He's going to do evil because he's evil. Evil spirit people, evil spirited, devilish, gangster people do their stuff. That's what they do. So we need to really step up our case and be more radical and build our own independent government. Later for them. I mean, we still got people like Cornel West and Jill Stein and Marissa. We got people who can step right in. We can even call on Kamala because Kamala was about to say some things that would have gotten her in the hot water, but she was really voicing her support for the Palestinian people. Imagine bombs being dropped here in certain communities in D.C., and we just be quiet. Oh, that's happening over there. It ain't affecting me. Everything detrimental affects everybody. So we cannot act like we can't see. I am so tired of people acting like it's their little problem is just their little problem. We really got to engage in local politics and stop this greedy capitalism and build alternative domestic solutions. And I say, put your signs out. Those old signs that said Trump, Pence out, change it to Trump, Vance, Musk, Netanyahu, Kavanaugh, Clarence Thomas, all the people you can think of who are evil traitors. Put them signs out. And we got to do something. We can't sit back and wait. We can't have another 100 days of this to tolerate this madness.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
That's right.
Thanks for sharing your perspective. All right, let's get to the phones because phones are lit up, so let's go to it. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW. Your thoughts about these 100 days. All hell done broke loose.
Hello, caller.
Caller?
Okay.
Okay.
We'll move on to the next one.
Yes. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Well, Hello.
Good morning. You on WPFW? Let's see if we can get some more cues up here. All right, very good. Good morning. You on WPFW?
Good morning to everyone.
Hello.
I am calling in response to the young fellow that was finding so much good and struggling to get it out. I have one thing to say to that young fellow. It is better to be thought of as a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. That's all. Thank you so much for allowing me that moment. I feel better now that I have been able to say it.
All right. Okay. 202-588-0893. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Good morning. You're on WPFW. Welcome to the show.
Is it my turn to ride the bus?
It's your turn.
Well, gentlemen, you know who this is. I won't have to say, but I'll tell you, I'm very happy that you guys are on the air. I have 2 points. One point is that I'm going to increase my monthly contribution. I mean, I'm on Social Security, but I'm going to increase another $8.93.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'm going to do it as soon as I finish up. But here's the thing that I wanted to say. None of this is funny. None of this is a joking. There's no people call up talking about, it's okay, we need to do this, sir. Nobody needs to be fired. Nobody needs to be thrown off. Nobody's children need to have not to have clothes or shoes or whatever. But this is what I'm saying. We need to stick to the plan. What's the plan? Keep our money in our pockets. Invest in our people. That's what they want. They're attacking the African American Museum. Can you believe that?
Yes.
It's our museum. Why don't they attack their museum where they got all this fake stuff and foolishness going on? This is our history. This is our life.
They're going after all. They're going after any institution that encourages thought. They're going after.
Well, I feel bad about that.
Colleges,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Universities, the museums. I mean, you hear what they.
The zoo? You know what? The zoo? Really? The zoo?
But listen to this. Do you know that they want, this is what they want. They want us to go out in the streets and act like fools.
Yes.
We're not. I was in the 60s, right? I'm old enough to remember the 60s. I know what we did in the 60s. So we're not going to do that this time. We're going to keep our money in our pockets, and we're going to invest only in ourselves. Let them have their day, because every dog has its day. That's all I got to say, fellas. But remember, I'm going to contribute another $8.93 to my. I'm on Social Security.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
I'm glad. You know, I'm glad at the end of this call, because when he came on, he said he was glad to hear we were still on the air. I thought, does he know something we don't know? I got scared for a minute.
Man. Yeah. But listen. But that attack on public media, Trump called for the defunding of NPR and PBS.
Marjorie Taylor Greene said she's getting rid of CPB altogether.
Immediately. No thought. No gathering of citizens to discuss it. Nothing.
Right.
Just unilaterally going to cut this stuff.
Right.
You know, because, you know, they have a, they sprinkle a little truth around, you know?
Yeah. It's crazy.
202-588-0893.
I just have to say it one more time. The zoo? Really?
The zoo?
Man. I hear they're going to rename the Siberian Tigers the Tigers of America. That's what they're going to do, man.
The zoo? Let's get back to the phones. 202-588-0893. First 100 days of this administration and all hell's broken loose in every category you can imagine. What has caught your attention? Good morning. You on WPFW.
Good morning.
Hello, caller. Hello, that's you.
Hi. Hey, Chip. Hey, Ron. How are you doing this morning?
Hey. All right.
Yeah, this is Michelle. And I'm just
calling. Hey, Michelle.
How you doing? Yeah, I was just calling because first I have to tell you too, I was really very disappointed when that brother called in, the glass half full, half empty dude, the one who wanted to talk about the good things that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my disappointment was that he started off with repeating a lot of the lies and misstatements that are being made as justifications for these actions.
Right.
And my disappointment was that you all didn't share any of that information with him, that he's basing his opinion on lies. This is public media. One of the things that we pride ourselves on is jazz and justice. Well, justice requires the truth. And one of the things that we are fighting is a government-mandated system of disinformation, misinformation, and erasure of history. And we cannot be part of that. And I count on you guys, because this is the only real common time we have, to play that role, to share that, to help illuminate some of that. And I know, I mean, you don't have to jump on people for having my daddy used to say everybody's entitled to their own opinion, no matter how wrong it is. Well, I'm not saying that, but the truth is that there are a lot of people out there who are harboring a lot of non-facts. They're using, the girl called it, alternative facts.
Right.
We don't have alternative facts. We have facts. Now, we might have alternative interpretation of those facts, but the facts don't change. The fact is that generally when the Orange Man president talks, I generally know that he's putting out lies. His reasons, his justifications are lies. What he wants might not be a lie, but what he wants is to disable us, the people. And that's what we need to concentrate on talking about. What is it that we're going to do? And the brother that said, I'm glad you're still there, I'm glad we're still here too, but I don't think we would be foolish to think that we're going to get through this without a fight.
Right.
And part of the fact is we have to stand up to what it is we stand for. And we stand for the truth and not misinformation. So please don't argue with them over lies and misinformation.
I think I did push back when he said, you know,
we both pushed back.
It was about, government being too big. I think I pushed back that, Musk has been lying about how much money that this is saving, that it's only like $3 billion.
I don't have much. Let me just give the piece that I meant to say is that when he talks about the cuts and maybe we need to be cut, but based on what? People aren't saying that there don't need to be any cuts. They're saying, what are those cuts based on? The cuts that are being made with the goal to disable government. I mean, it reminds me of the brother that called in talking about some of this has happened before. In the Reagan administration, I remember getting laid off, and I got down to the unemployment office at 6:45. There was a line, but we had to wait because the people that we were waiting on to serve us had been laid off.
Right.
So, we have to look at the fact that there's real consequences to all of the cuts that are going on, because who is going to be there to do the work? We are workers. We have to fight
this
for this.
This is all agenda-driven. This is not any
And the other piece is that he talked about illegal aliens, but the deportations are not being done under the law. If he was concerned about abiding by and holding the law, that's not what's happening. So that's some of those. I guess those were the ones that I was really upset that y'all didn't hit.
We did. I mean, Ron pushed back.
You know what? Look, now I'll tell you what we got, because we got some more callers.
Yeah,
we're gonna go ahead and the caller expressed his points of view.
Right.
Okay. But when we were talking about those. When we were talking about some of the facts, the first thing that came out of his mouth was, well, it depends on your source of information. And I said, man, this is common sense. I mean, you got people all around you getting laid off, you know, people you know getting laid off. You know, this is, you know, public knowledge, you know, so it doesn't matter what media outlet you look at right now. You got people in the streets. You got white people in the streets.
Mm.
Okay. So something wrong.
That's right. our queue is full. We got to move on.
Okay. Thanks, Michelle. 202-588.
Have a good weekend, Michelle.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning. You on WPFW.
Hello, Colin. Nope. I guess we tried. Okay.
All right. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller. Nope. Let's try the next one.
202-588-0893. This morning, we're getting your thoughts on these first 100 days of this administration. All hell's broken loose in every category you can imagine. The economy, you know, Wall Street is not happy. You know, citizens are not happy. And they're in town halls shaking their fists, you know, at the lawmakers because this ain't what they wanted. But they don't seem to be listening. They do not seem to be listening. What price they will pay for that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. What price will these lawmakers, both Republican and Democrat, will they pay for this? 202-588-0893. Good morning. You on WPFW?
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
How y'all doing this morning? I'd like to talk, referring to the brother that called about the half full and half empty glass. And I got a saying. And that I like to and express to y'all, and that I want on my tombstone when I leave here. My people, my people, oh my God, my people. You are referring to your daughter playing sports. What about your daughter's health? What about your daughter's education?
Okay.
What about everything that protects your daughter? Fool. This man, everybody that he is assigned for a department is a fool. First of all, they can't even answer questions. And they can't even... man, I am so upset with my people. I cannot believe this. All the struggle that and our people have done all our lives to get to this point. And you're going to call talk about... And I don't know. It might be good because in some departments... Okay, they need to be cut. But you do it with discretion. You don't take nobody. He wake up in the morning, then, or they might be on vacation, and they find out that they ain't got no job, so they got to leave their vacation and come back. What is wrong with you? Listen, man, my people, oh, my God, my people. Y'all have a great and blessed day.
Same to you. All have a good weekend.
202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hey, Ron. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Bob?
For Washington, man. How you doing? Yeah, I wasn't going to call, but the caller. You know, you have to really look at what has caused this country to be in, what, $36 or $40 trillion in debt. This country spends more money on militarism than the top 10 developing nations. This country, China, have not came out its borders with any conflicts since 1979. And China only had, what, 3 or 4 military bases? The U.S. has 850, 900 bases. They have a base down everybody's throat. They have overthrown more sovereign leaders, Central America, South America, and Africa, all over the world, Asia, them and their sisters, brothers, Britain and France. And every administration have given tax cuts to the rich. This is why this country is in debt. But they're not going to start cutting. They're not going to cut from the top. Okay? They keep getting tax cuts for the rich. The wealth is I mean, the wealth gap has been decaying in this country for the last 40, 50, 60 years, okay? But they're not cutting. They're hurting people who need services, man, okay?
Yes. Yes.
They are hurting people. They're hurting the poor, the middle class, and they are extracting more wealth for them, okay? The top 1%. That's why this country is in debt. Okay, is that because, well, we have to cut back on the size of the government? No, it has nothing to do with why this country is in debt at all. That's the propaganda that the status quo and the Trump administration, all administrations, have used over the years. So, thanks, man. Have a good weekend, y'all.
Yeah. All right,
you say about damn folk Washington. 202-588-0893. You know, the thing I think about, the thing that concerns me also, that these people making these cuts, you know, the Musks, the Trumps, you know, those folks, the administration in its entirety, when they got to talk about, well, if my 94-year-old mother-in-law don't get her check, she ain't gonna worry about it.
Right. She'll just, Shut up.
You know, these people don't know what it's like to not get a paycheck.
Right.
Of any sort.
Right. Living paycheck. They don't understand that. Living paycheck.
They don't understand that. Mm. And people are trying to get that. Look, that's what those white folks out there in those town halls are telling them.
Right.
You know, this is affecting me. You know, this is, I can't buy food. I need consistency. I paid into the Social Security system all my life, and now you're going to tell me I ain't getting my check next week?
Right.
You hear that?
they're doing the J.G. Wentworth thing. It's my money, and I want it now. I want it now. But what's amazing to me is that they have no idea that people see what they're doing. I mean, you can't be cutting, you know, 100,000 employees in the same day that the press says you're giving a $400 billion contract to Tesla. It's like,
okay,
we see what you're doing.
Turn the White House into a Tesla showroom.
Yeah, it's like,
and once again, the citizens are responding.
Right.
You know, the Tesla stock is down, you know, and but what goes around comes around. Karma ain't only playing. Mm. Karma doesn't discriminate. Let's see. Do we have time for one more? Let's see.
We got one more.
Come on, caller. You on WPFW. You got 2 minutes.
Hello, caller. Okay.
Okay. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW? Good morning.
You want to try the next one?
All right, caller. You will be the last call this morning if we get through. What's your comment?
We hear you.
Okay. All right. So really quickly, for those easily swayed, and I think for those who are on the fence regarding these topics, I just wanted to kind of call in. So regarding the LGBTQ conversation, I think it's important to remember that that is parallel to minority rights. Where one can separate those in like circumstances they can control. This is the core of the term that we always hear, divide and conquer. We cannot break free from the shackles of generational slavery while imposing the same hate on other groups. When we say that we're fighting for Black people, we aren't saying Black people accept those that don't live their ways or their lives according to what I want or what anyone else will want, because that in itself is imposing the same controls in the same way that colonizers impose controls against us. I'm also referencing this topic about fraud, waste, and abuse. Those of us who've worked in risk management, which is the management structure around fraud, waste, and abuse as it's used today, understanding this isn't a new concept. And while we do understand that there Has it been a less than adequate appropriation of funds? This administration particularly has found a way to manipulate that issue in that conversation in an effort to reduce those problematic areas, which were being addressed by the exact programs that are currently being dismantled. Education in itself is crucial, which is why the vast majority who have no understanding or desire to dig deeper into the fallacy are the ones that are repeating it. And I kind of lastly want to say that repeating something 100 times doesn't make it true. The facts behind it do. And while you may not have the background knowledge to every topic, have the common sense to understand when a system is intended to work against you. And remember that history repeating itself in itself is a lesson worth learning. A stance next to someone against your best interest is a stance against yourself. That's it. Have a beautiful day.
All right. Thank you very much. It's a good way to close the show today.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, folks. We'll be back next Friday. Thank you for listening. Chip, you have a good weekend. All you
Same
folks
to you,
there,
sir.
Have a good weekend. You know, keep your head up. You know, keep your head about you.
Yeah, keep it on the swivel.
Keep it on the swivel. You know, and stay strong. Okay?
Tomorrow's going to be warm. Nice day.
Lord willing and the creek don't rise.
There you go.
All right. You folks have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Mike.
How we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling. Love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to.
Are you in the process of writing or updating your will, trust, or estate plan? We invite you to consider adding WPFW as a beneficiary through a charitable bequest. Bequests can take many forms and are usually the largest and most impactful gift a donor will ever make. Your bequest will help to ensure the programming WPFW has provided for almost 50 years will continue into the future. More info available by email at plannedgiving@wpfw.org or by phone at 202-588-0999, extension 344. Or you can let us know you've already included PFW in your plans through those same channels so we can add your name to our growing list of legacy listeners. We are listener supported. We are Jazz and Justice. And because of your support, we are WPFW.
WPFW presents Still We Rise, our 48th anniversary celebration on Friday, April 25th, 7 to 11 p.m. at Martin's Crosswinds in Greenbelt. Entertainment includes Navasha Deya and more. That's Still We Rise, WPFW's 48th anniversary celebration. Details at wpfwfm.org.
Hey, this is Alvin Nedab, your host of Music Memories, and my co-host,
Deborah Nedab.
And guess what, Deborah?
What?
We're moving.
We're moving?
That's right. We're moving from Mondays, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., to Saturdays, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., starting next Saturday, March 22nd. And Deborah, guess what?
What?
We're going to still continue to play the best old school music of all time. So we just want you to be there. 89.3.
On Sunday, March 30th at 6 p.m. at the National Press Club, the Emmett Till Legacy Foundation presents the Woman of Courage Awards Gala in honor of Mammy Till Mobley, the mother of Emmett Till, celebrating women who exemplify the strength, resilience, and courage of Mammy Till Mobley. Activist ancestor Dori Latner and her sister Joyce are among 18 honorees who embody Mammy Till Mobley's unwavering courage that ignites the civil rights movement and continues to inspire generations today. Details at Eventbrite under Women of Courage Awards Gala. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Jazz lovers, the 15th annual Washington Women in Jazz Festival is back with a weekend of performances, workshops, and jam sessions at the Penn Arts Mansion in Washington, D.C. on March 29th and 30th. From interactive workshops to concerts and late-night jams,